Morning, everybody. It's Tom Loughran. We will kick off the Simmons Health Table with an introduction from Mayor Peery.
Good afternoon. I apologize for that bit of a technical glitch to start the conference this afternoon. As always, to everybody that's on the line, thank you much for taking the time out of your busy day to participate in this very valuable forum for sharing communications surrounding COVID-19 in our area. Again, as always, a shout out to everybody that's been involved in this from the beginning and helping us getting through this crisis. We know it's very, very busy times, and we know this week is critical to us in understanding just exactly how the COVID-19 is being spread in the community. With that, did I hear that Brooklyn Healthcare was on the line?
Chantel?
Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor Peery. Today, as of last night, we have 874 tests completed for the PHU area. 45 cases are positive. 601 cases are negative, and we have 228 tests pending. We currently now have 22 cases that are resolved, and we still have the two deaths linked to COVID-19. We are, as I said, reporting three new COVID cases among residents in the health unit area, so we are now up to 45 cases. The first case is a male in his 50s, a second is a female in her 40s. Both are residents of the Timmins area. The third case is a male in his 60s from the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smooth Rock Falls. All of these individuals are in self-isolation. With these positive cases, we are confirming that one of them is a positive case in a staff member of another retirement home. We are working with the home to investigate the case and assist them in taking all the necessary steps to protect the staff and the residents. We will provide more information later on our website. We are trying to protect the privacy of the staff member, as well as give some the opportunity to the retirement home to contact and advise residents and their families and their staff of the positive case. We'll be sharing more details later. Yesterday, the Government of Ontario announced the COVID-19 Action Plan for protecting. And staff in long-term care homes. We are continuing to urge everyone to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. At this time, we do need some positivity. We are very fortunate in Northern Ontario that our communities are well connected. We have seen in the past our communities come together to overcome many challenges and come together to support each other in difficult times. This is not different for COVID. We need everyone to work together to follow the precautions and to help each other get through the COVID-19. Our assessment centers are open in Kapuskasing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. An appointment is necessary to be able to access the COVID center. And as mentioned previously, we are increasing the testing in our region, and this will help us give us a better understanding of the situation for COVID-19 and help inform us in our next strategies. If anyone is experiencing mild symptoms or symptoms that have not been typical, we've labeled them atypical symptoms, to please call their primary care provider or to call the Porcupine Health Unit to discuss the possibility of getting testing. Our swabs, Dr. Canton spoke this morning a little bit about the time, the turnaround time for results. Just so you are aware, we do have a laboratory here in the Timmins area. They do receive swabs for all health units and assessment centers in the Northeast. However, they are not necessarily tested in Timmins. They may be shipped out to other labs that have more capacity to take on these. The laboratories are working many hours and working very hard to get the results back as soon as possible. So we do ask for patience from our community members as we work through all of these tests. So we are asking people to continue. We are seeing cases not daily but almost daily, which indicates that we still continue to need the public to practice those preventive measures. So please wash your hands often. Please don't touch your face, your nose, your eyes, your mouth. Stay home if you are not well. Limit your essential errands. Stay home as much as possible. Do not visit friends, family, neighbors. Only visit with those within your home. And please don't travel to other communities during. Thank you to everyone who is practicing these preventative measures, and to our community partners who are working hard to respond to COVID-19. We do appreciate all the work that everyone is doing. So stay home, stay safe, be kind. Thank you.
As always, we'll open up the questions from the media to Workman Health Unit.
Hello, my name is Bienvenue Senga, and I'm from Radio-Canada in Sudbury. My question is, as it was mentioned, the Ontario government unveiled yesterday its action plan for long-term care homes, and it includes the obligation for workers to only work at one facility, but employers won't have to comply until April 22nd. Do you have any concerns that that might put some long-term care residents at risk, even if it's only for a few days? And can I also have a, if I may have an answer in French then, that would be appreciated.
So bonjour. Le bureau de santé Porcupine et tous les bureaux de santé à travers la province, ainsi que les établissements de soins de longue durée, les foyers de soins de longue durée, doivent suivre les documents, les lignes directrices qui sont... sont données par le ministère de la Santé. Alors, à date, jusqu'à présent, les foyers et nous, suivons ces lignes directrices. On travaille ensemble pour s'assurer que les précautions sont mises en place pour protéger le personnel ainsi que les résidents dans les foyers de soins de longue durée et dans les maisons de retraite. Dr. Williams, qui est notre... médecin hygiéniste de l'Ontario, indique que le temps donné était pour permettre le temps de mettre en place le personnel nécessaire pour soigner les résidents dans chaque foyer. Comme j'ai mentionné, nos foyers et nos maisons de résidence travaillent ensemble pour assurer que les mesures sont en place pour protéger. Alors, on continue à les appuyer, on continue à les aider. Alors, pour qu'on puisse venir à bout et mettre en place les mesures qui ont été incluses dans les nouveaux documents pour les foyers de longue durée, soins de longue durée et les maisons de retraite.
Est-ce que vous avez des inquiétudes quand même au niveau de... Le 22 avril, il reste encore quelques jours, il y a des possibilités que des gens puissent être infectés. Est-ce que, justement, vous parlez du fait qu'il y a un nouveau cas qui est une personne qui travaille dans un foyer de, qui travaillait dans un foyer de soins de longue durée. Est-ce que vous êtes inquiet que même si on vous donne un peu de temps pour s'ajuster, dans les quelques prochains jours, il pourrait y avoir des cas d'infection?
Comme j'ai mentionné, les maisons de foyer, les maisons de retraite et les foyers de soins de longue durée suivent les directives qui sont en place depuis quelques temps maintenant. Alors, ils continuent à prendre ces mesures et en ajouter de plus à mesure qu'ils sont capables. Alors, je crois qu'ils font de leur mieux et, comme j'ai dit, on continue à travailler avec eux.
Est-ce qu'on peut savoir la personne en question, c'est quand leur dernier jour de travail?
Comme j'ai mentionné, nous avons pas les, on ne partage pas les détails à ce temps-ci. On veut donner le temps au foyer, à la maison de retraite, de faire les contacts nécessaires. Et honnêtement, je n'ai pas les détails présentement.
Puis est-ce qu'il y a assez d'équipements de protection personnelle? Est-ce que tout le monde en fait? Je sais que c'était aussi inclus dans le plan d'action. Est-ce qu'il y a assez d'équipements de protection personnelle?
Ça, c'est une question qui est pour nous à poser. Je suis pas au courant de l'équipement personnel. Je sais que ils doivent porter des masques maintenant. Tout le personnel doit porter des masques pour le temps qu'ils sont à la résidence. Alors, mais c'est une question que je ne peux pas répondre. C'est une question qui est précisée au foyer.
Merci.
Other media?
Hi, it's Lydia from CTV.
Yes, Lydia.
Hi, this question is for Chantel from the health unit.
Okay.
Hi. With the announcement that the premier made about an increase in safety measures at long-term care facilities and retirement homes, how do you think it's going to benefit facilities and workers and residents and the general public at this point in time? Because now with the announcement of another positive case, people are going to need some sort of reassurances.
I think several of the measures that were included in the action plan will be followed by our long-term care facilities and our retirement homes. So I think they already had several of the measures in place to protect the health. Additional measures, of course, will just further protect our residents and the staff working in our long-term homes. So I think it's a positive thing for our nursing homes and our community members.
Okay, and one more question. Your website was down this morning and we were unable to get the number of cases this morning. When you say you're going to give us more details on your website about this positive case, how are you going to reach out? Are you going to reach out to the media to let us know?
We haven't made that decision on how we will share the information. I had printed the number of cases, and now I can't find it. I had printed the number of tests.
I'm talking about
the details. Yeah, our website is up now. I don't think it's been updated. We have not decided how we will share the details yet, so we'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Chantel. So we will go to Timmins District Hospital. Kaylee, please.
Hey there. So we don't have any new updates, but as always, we are taking requests and questions from the public. So if anybody does have any specific questions, please give us a call at our general information line at 705-267-2131, or they can email us directly at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Thanks.
Thank you, Kaylee, and we'll go from there to Brian Marks at the DSAP. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon. Yesterday, EMS responded to 16 calls in Timmins. One of the calls failed the screening protocol. Food security, 80 meals were distributed at Salvation Army last night. On the homeless front, we continue to house approximately 60 people across three locations, Northern College, the McIntyre Curling Rink, and Living Space Cedar location. Living Space personnel continue to work on initiatives to keep the patrons occupied and maintain social distancing. In terms of childcare, the Cochrane DSAB has received final approval from the Ministry of Education to open licensed emergency childcare. Centers that have been approved are working on setup and preparing for final inspection with the Porcupine Health Unit. Child care staff will be trained on new policies and procedures for emergency child care. There will be limited spots available as the ratios are lower to further try and protect children and staff from the spread of COVID-19. Child care centers that have been approved are the YMCA Timmins at the Poplar Avenue location, Northern Treasures Home Child Care, which is directly operated by the DSAB, Boot de Chou in the town of Hearst, du Soleil Jacques Cartier site in Kapuskasing. Please note that the child care centers will not be taking registrations. Applications will be through the DSAP Children's Services Department. We're in the process of setting up online applications, and people who are eligible will be able to apply through the DSAP website as of 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. The priority is for frontline healthcare workers in hospitals, health units, paramedics, police, and fire across the district. In order to be eligible, there must not be an adult available at home to provide child care services. And in addition to the application, all eligibility requirements will be posted on our website as of 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. I didn't hear, do we have anybody from Timmins Police on today with any updates?
I am here, Tom, but I don't have an update, but I can take any questions if there is any from the media.
We also have staff from Bylaw, so any updates? No update from yesterday. Then I will open the floor up for questions if there are any to the media.
May I ask the chief a question? It's Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, police chief, I mean.
Sure, go ahead, Lydia.
Thank you, Chief. I know that council is voted unanimous in favor of a curfew, but police have not recommended that. So where does that stand now with the curfew? Is it, you know, if police recommended no, but council's voted in favor, where do things stand with a curfew in Timmins?
Well, I think I can correct you on the vote. I think it wasn't a vote. It was just more or less a show of support. The mayor can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it was just a show of support. The mayor brought it to members of council, and he did receive some support if he was going to consider that moving forward. Once again, we're in constant contact between the fire chief, myself, the CAO, the mayor, and, of course, Steph from Bylaw. We met yesterday. We had a discussion, very brief discussion, on this whole curfew issue. It is something that's being considered by the mayor, but he's doing it in consultation with all of us. So at this point, again, it's just a consideration.
Okay, any timeline?
Lydia, I'll have the mayor just follow up while we're on that subject so he can follow up with
okay.
John.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Lydia, it's very simple, really. As I said yesterday, I'm in daily contact every morning with the police chief just to find out exactly what the situation was in the community the previous night. And the trigger point would be something like this. In that morning conversation, if the police chief says to me, we've got to do something about this, our officers are spending the majority of their time answering COVID-19 calls and they cannot perform their regular duties, we've got to do something. Then, of course, we've got the support from the council and the request from the chief to pull the trigger on a curfew. Let me say first and foremost, that's not the case. The last three nights, I think it was, the numbers were one, and I think there was two calls last night. Obviously, the residents are respecting the rules, and they're respecting each other, and they're respecting the efforts of the Timmins Police Service. And there is no requirement at all right now to consider pulling the trigger on the curfew. You can imagine that this is something that we would want to be very delicate about using. We are approaching, hopefully, although it didn't feel like it this morning, and I don't think the weather forecast is any better for tomorrow, the end of a winter. The days are going to get longer, and we've got to be conscious of the fact that people are going to be wanting to sit out on their decks and whatnot and enjoy the longer days of sunshine. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know if this state of emergency will be extended another 30 days to the past the one that's been contemplated to the end of June. We know it's like to almost midnight around here, 11 o'clock. We've got to be very conscious of how we impact individuals' rights to sit outside without losing the moral authority. Right now, very pleased to say that all the citizens are being very respectful and compliant. They're voluntarily complying with the regulations surrounding this. So that would be the trigger point. If the chief ever called me up in the morning and said, the majority of the time the constables were spending last night was on COVID-19 calls, fine, we'd have to do something. Right now, that's not the case. So again, thank you very much to all the citizens, residents out there that are complying voluntarily with the rules and regulations surrounding social distancing. Again, thank you to everybody out there. Is there any need to follow up with that response?
It's Bob at Moose FM. I'd like to ask Chief Gauthier, if there's anything more to it, why police are not recommending a curfew. Is there anything more to it than what the mayor just said?
No, I think, thanks, Bob. I think the mayor touched on all of the points very, very well. I can tell you that the only things that we've been doing is educating people. We've issued a couple of warnings. We haven't even written up any type of offense notices yet. So until that time comes, and you heard right from the mayor, people are being very, very respectful, and they're being very, very good with us. So hats off to our community.
So would you change and recommend a curfew be put in place if you find your officers are spending too much time enforcing the social distancing rules?
It would certainly have to be a discussion between the mayor and I and the rest of the team. Yeah, I would have to consider it at one point, but again, we're far from being there.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate that.
So it's Lydia again.
Go ahead, Lydia.
With a quick one. So, Mayor, I know before Easter, Mayor Peary, you were quite concerned about the backyard parties and the way people are behaving. So have you noticed a big change since you were issuing quite a few reminders for people to abide all the rules and laws?
That's exactly right. They respected the request. They understood the severity of the situation and responded accordingly. So very, very happy. I don't understand Bob's question. We're here every day at noon hour. We're very transparent and forthright with everything we're doing. So there's no hidden agenda here on a curfew. I don't understand where that question was coming from.
Oh, Your Worship, I'm sorry. I'm not implying, I'm not implying that there is any hidden agenda. I was just wondering about how and when the chief would recommend a curfew, with you having said yesterday that the police service is not recommending a curfew. That's all it was. I wasn't implying any hidden agenda, and if you interpreted it that way, I apologize.
Okay, well, sorry for interpreting it that way, and it's just as simple as the chief saying, this is out of control, and we've got to do something, so we're spending way too much time, rather than straight police work, on enforcing social distance rules.
And that's exactly what I understood. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So are there any other questions from the media? Hearing none, then I will ask Mayor Peary to sum up.
We only have a few minutes left in our time slot here, so I'll sum up very quickly. Again, this was the news with an incident or a case in a long-term care facility is about the worst type of news that the municipality could receive. There will be a wall of worry with all the individuals that will be called by the Porcupine Health Unit today. As you can expect, again, understand as this spreads through our community, there are a lot of people under a lot of stress. Please, please, please remain civil. Keep the civility in the community. We'll get through this together. I'll have another statement from another young individual. I'll read tomorrow, but we're out of time today to read that. Thanks again for participating in this call. You can understand just exactly how busy everybody is right now. Thank you.
Again, thanks very much to the media for participation, the health unit, DSAP, police department, bylaw. Thank you.